Star Captain Lance Ewer says the injured person, described as a woman in her mid-20s, first called a family member or friend. When that person arrived at the site, they called 911. That call came in around 10 p.m. on Monday. Ewer says the fall was likely due to overgrown vegetation.
Because of this time of the year and the growth that we have here in Sitka, you know, you don't see these unbelievably dangerous edges. And this person, you know, we think didn't see the edge. And when she took a step, it was nothing but a 40-foot or 30, anywhere from a 30 to 40-foot drop.
Because of the location and conditions at the time, personnel from both the Sitka Police and Fire Department joined search and rescue volunteers in their response.
Ambulance, firefighters, and search and rescue were able to rappel down to the person. We got our emergency, the city's boat, the emergency response vessel. We got them out there. We were able to stabilize the patient and load the patient onto the boat and bring the patient via the emergency response vehicle over to Crescent Harbor, where we loaded them into an ambulance and brought them over to the hospital.
Ewer says the patient suffered significant injuries, and she was taken to Mount Edgecombe Hospital for treatment. He says the full effort took about 45 minutes. Monday's call followed two separate calls on Sunday from hikers on Bear Mountain and Mount Verstovia.
They say things happen in threes, you know, as funny as those old sayings are, there's a reason why there's old sayings, right?
But he says this is the busiest time of year for search and rescue.
This is a recreation part of the year, you know, the sun is out late and it's summertime and people are vacationing and here visiting and enjoying the weather that we've been having. You know, I think this is what we prepare for.
Ewers praised all of the first responders for their speedy action. In Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.